You get to choose any NFL all-time great to be your teammate on this current Texan squad. Who are you choosing?
Franco Harris.
That's, you're going way back there.
Yeah.
How come?
He just had a mentality. To have a back like that, today's game would be incredible.
Yeah. You like that nastiness to him.
Yeah, he just didn't care.
Yeah.
Had no fear.
We were in Chicago a couple weeks ago, and we interviewed Brian Kelly, Notre Dame head coach, and he had a lot of good things to say about you. He said, don't sleep on Jalen Strong. What got you most excited about this offense and, you know, your growth year one to year two?
Just the mental phase of it. You know, everybody has a talent here in the NFL, but it's all about applying the mental part of it. You know, this game is about 95% mental. You know, everybody could go out there and catch a pass and, you know, jump over anybody, you know, make an exciting play, but you got to be smart.
And I imagine this offseason's been a lot easier in that regard because you're training for the combine, you're doing your pro day, all that stuff. You've probably grown a lot. What are some of the things that you grew in mentally, physically, all that other stuff?
Just knowing, you know, when to turn it on, when not to turn it on, you know, talking as far as being explosive, you know, everything is in a 100-mile-per-hour race. You know, you got to, you know, I watch guys like, you know, DeAndre Hopkins, you know, Antonio Brown, you know, they're smooth in and out of their breaks. And a lot of times you can't be real smooth when you're going 100 miles per hour. And, you know, I think that I learned a lot just working with Hop in the offseason, working with Cecil in the offseason, even working with Brock in the offseason.
Yeah, what's that been like, meeting a new quarterback? And you just bring up the idea of pacing yourself or pacing.
Right.
What's that, how's that play into how you worked with Brock?
Just, you know, taking it one day at a time. You know, we're not in a rush to do anything, but we're trying to get work done, if that makes any sense.
Sure.
So, you know, just having Brock out there and, you know, Arizona training with us and stuff, just taking him one day at a time. You know, he's learning us and we're learning him, and eventually we're going to be clicking.
So with all that in mind, how important is training camp for you, and what are you hoping to accomplish in training camp?
Training camp is very important for me. I'm hoping to set the tone in training camp, to set the tone for my 2016 season. And, as a receiving corps, we're hoping to set the tone, you know, as a receiving corps. You know, just let everybody know, you know, we're not partying with anybody this year. So all serious, all business.
Yeah, it's really exciting if you think about all the components to that receiving core you're talking about.
Right.
Everyone has a very specific skill set and a specific set of talents. It's got to make you pretty giddy, huh?
Right. It's crazy. We're all going to compete, and we're all going to have fun competing. We're all going to, you know, be hard on each other. You know, we're like a brotherhood. You know, even the young guys that just came in, you know, they're all, you know, coachable. And, you know, they're all, you know, ready to listen and ready to learn.
That's one of the main things, too, as far as being successful, is being coachable, isn't it?
Right. That's definitely the main thing. If you can't be coachable, if a coach got to tell you to do something more than two, really more than one time, you know, they, you know, shaking their head. So you got to be able to get it on the first time and correct it, at least show some effort that you're trying to correct it.
In all your time as a football player, going back to when you started to now, what's the best bit of football advice you were given, and who gave it to you?
Best bit of football advice I was given was, as long as you look at it, you never drop it. You know, regardless of what it is, your dream, you know, football, you know, you keep an eye on the prize, you get it. So that's what I try to go after when I go to catch the ball. You know, I just try to look at the ball the whole time, all the way into my hands. And it's been working pretty good.
Yeah, no doubt. Who gave you that?
I want to say my high school wide receiver coach Al Crosby.
Okay. Salute to Al Crosby on that one. It's not just a good football, it's a good life, as you say, and point out. What's Bill O'Brien like when you're a rookie, and what's he like when you're in your second year, third year, you're a veteran?
Well, when you're a rookie, he's all business. You know, he lets you know you got a lot to catch up on. You know, you're just a rookie. Mm-hmm. They're coming in here, and it's a privilege, you know, to be here. It's not owed to you. It's not given to you. It's a privilege to be here. And then when you come in your second year, it's like, okay, you put a little time in, but I'm still on you. I'm not going to forget, you know, I mean, you didn't make it yet. You haven't arrived yet. It's just your second year. And, you know, it just shows that he really cares, you know, about his players, and he really loves the game of football. He loves what we do. So, you know, he works, you know, real, real hard. And for us to show our appreciation from his hard work, we got to go out there and put it on the field.